Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Speaking of coffee, I tried to wean my way off of coffee. It was pretty good for about a week and then fell off the wagon about a week or so ago, and now I can't get enough of it. It's an addiction. That's all there is to it. A very special guest here in studio. She is Brooke Anderson, the membership and marketing coordinator for the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. A very good sport because we're taking lots of shots at her because that's just kind of how I roll. And talking about all the great stuff going on in Wheeling with the chamber and different events. So a little background on you first, Brooke. My sources tell me that you actually were not born here in the Valley, that you were born in Illinois, which my sources tell me is a state somewhere in the Midwest. Is that right?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. I lived in Illinois only till I was about two, so I don't really remember it. But when I was two, me and my family moved to Kentucky, and that's where I kind of was raised, I would say, until I was 12 years old, and then moved to Wheeling with my family.
Where in Kentucky?
Madisonville. It's about as far west as you can get, an hour down from Evansville, Indiana.
Wow.
Yeah.
And why, what's the deal with Illinois and Kentucky and then now Wheeling?
Yeah, so my dad's in the coal mining industry, so he would get moved around a bit. So my parents, they actually met in the WVU marching band and got married at Ogilby in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Really? They were in the band. What did they do? Yeah.
So my dad played trumpet and my mom did color guard.
Wow.
Yep. And then the rest is history.
Yeah. So, but you played the clarinet and not the trumpet. What happened?
So I remember this day so vividly. In elementary school, before you went to middle school, we had a day where you could go try all the instruments. And I was determined. I was like, my mom played baritone and trumpet. My dad played trumpet. My older brother played trumpet. I walked up to that trumpet and I tried to do the buzzing lip thing. And my nose vibrated and itched so much, and I hated it. And I tried again, and I could not stand the feeling. So I went around trying all the other instruments. I couldn't get a peep out of the flute. I wanted to play that really bad after I figured out that I was not a trumpet player. And then I played clarinet, and it just came so naturally. I loved it.
Oh, so brass was actually not part of your DNA there.
It wasn't.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So your dad's a big wheel. He pretty much runs coal mines, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yes, he's been in the coal mining industry since I was born, so that's all I know. And he's a great leader. He's the vice president of operations at Tunnel Ridge Coal Mine, and yeah, he does a lot.
Wow. Jeez, well, that is great. So back to this, the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. You've got a lot of other stuff coming up. You made a note here about something. Operation, you're having an operation?
No, Operation Toylift. Have you heard?
No, I have not.
Yeah, leaving my stomping grounds of Wheeling. It's actually in St. Clairsville at the Ohio Valley Mall.
St. Clairsville.
Woo, we love St. Clairsville, right over the river.
Yes. Wendy does a great job.
Oh, she does.
Isn't
great.
She the best?
She is. I love her. We have the same last name. Wendy Anderson, Brooke Anderson.
Wow.
It's something with the last name.
That must be, it's karma something, whatever, I don't know. was that angry a bald guy hanging around her? Because anytime she posts anything on Facebook, there's typically an angry bald guy looking back over her shoulders.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Take a look at that next time.
So I will.
Tell me about this Operation Toylifting.
Yeah, so Operation Toylift happens every year, and it's actually an event that the Wheeling Police Department partners up with the Belmont County Sheriff's Department.
Great.
And it's at the Ohio Valley Mall, and AEP provides bucket trucks.
Oh.
And Michelle Rejoinus with the City of Wheeling, she asked me to be one of her bucket truck participants, which means for 30 minutes, I'm going to go up in an AEP bucket truck.
Oh, no. One of those cherry picker things?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. I'll wave to you from up there.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there.
I'll wave to everybody.
Michelle, I've been trying to get Michelle Rejoinus to come on this show. I can't tell you how many times. I mean, she is just drop dead gorgeous. Have you seen her shoes?
Oh my gosh.
She has the best shoes.
Her shoes, her outfits,
yes.
Her hair, everything is so put together.
And the Corvette. The
Sometimes,
red Corvette.
Yeah, it was in our parade.
Really?
Oh, it was beautiful. Oh. It had Shelley Moore Capita in there.
Oh.
Anyways, our Grand Marshal.
Oh.
Moving on. Moving on, back to her Corvette. No, I wake up every day when I'm getting dressed. I'm like, what would Michelle wear?
Exactly. What kind of shoes are you wearing? You wearing Michelle shoes?
No, I'm wearing Old Navy.
Are you, okay,
heels.
Like Dimitri shoes. Okay, not a good thing. But yeah, I've been trying.
Right.
I've been begging Heron to bring her with him anytime he comes on. Bob Heron, you know, the city manager and all that. Never does. She always has an excuse.
I'll mention it to her Saturday.
She always has an excuse. Oh, I can't do it this time. I can't do it that time. I mean,
she's a busy lady.
And she's dropped in gorgeous, though, in her shoes. God, her shoes. There's just something about her shoes.
I know. Really, have you met Jennifer Roehrig with West Virginia Economic Development?
I don't think I have.
Her shoes are on the same level.
No, Rajanis level?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Wow. Maybe I can get her on here, too. That's great. Good, good. So, this Operation Toy Lift, how can the listeners participate in this?
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Ohio Valley Mall.
Yes.
You can go into the mall and buy a new toy and take it to the collection center. Or if you can't be there or you'd like to give a monetary donation, you can contact the United Way of the Upper Ohio Valley, and they are taking donations.
Who is that? Jess Ryan or who is that?
No, Jess Ryan used to be there. Now it is Stacy Stevens and also my friend Adriana Colello. She works there now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
And then we have an event. If you miss Operation Toy Lift.
One last thing for Operation Toy Lift. Can we bring used toys? Or they have to be new.
I believe it has to be new, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well,
we can find out. So what other events do you have coming up?
Yeah. So we have our holiday event called Jingle Fest, and we actually take up monetary donations for Operation Toy Lift every year.
What is Jingle Fest?
Jingle Fest is just a holiday luncheon. It's fun. It's networking because it is a chamber event, and so a lot of different businesses and companies tend to come and send their representatives.
Why is it called Jingle Fest?
Well, number one, it's just the holiday seasons, and it's kind of Christmas themed.
Yeah.
And also, everyone is welcome to decorate a table. We have a table decorating competition.
Great.
The Nailers had a great one last year.
The Nailers.
They had a whole hockey themed Christmas tree. It was so good. It was so cute. I saw pictures.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. That's great. Good.
Yes, absolutely.
What does that cost?
What is it?
Jingle Fest. What does it cost?
I believe it's $30 a ticket, and that includes your seat and lunch.
Ticket. Better be a damn nice lunch for $30.
Maybe it's $25.
In other words, you don't know.
In other words, you have to go to wheelingchamber.com.
Go there right now. Go there right now on your phone.
I'm going.
Young lady, you were not prepared for this interview. You
apologize.
You did not have all this information. I'm giving you tough love, so this doesn't happen again. I'm outraged by this.
No, I appreciate the constructive criticism.
Exactly.
Constructive criticism. Okay, Jingle Fest.
Yes.
So, let's see. It's loading. Dimitri's never going to have me back on here.
Is this? Oh, and you read minds too. This is amazing. This is, no.
Wow.
I'm kidding. No, our Wi-Fi is a state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line crap. So I'm sure it'll come up by the time the meeting or the interview is over.
Yeah, absolutely.
In any event, so how many people show up at this Jingle Fest thing?
Usually about 75.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Where are you holding it?
We're holding it at the Pine Room at Ogilby Resort.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. What are you going to be serving? What kind of food?
You're going to hate this answer.
I am not sure,
but it's going to be amazing because it's at Ogilby.
And it's still loading, so I'm still trying to get the... Okay, Kurt, I'm going to make a note. Talk to Kurt.
Okay. It is $35.
Okay, great.
Is $35 per person, but if you'd like a table of eight, we have a deal for $225.
Oh, that's great.
Which is discounted. You want to do some math?
No, I do not want to do any math. If you heard the part of this show? Wait a minute.
No.
My sources tell me you majored in math at West Liberty.
I did for about 2 years.
Really?
Actually. Oh. And then I had enough.
Really? So you actually had something very nice to say about West Liberty, and that is why you got involved in communications. Tell the listeners about this.
This is
actually a nice, good story. Christmas season. Normally, I'm screaming about everything and everybody, and I'm bitter and mean and nasty. And here's like one little moment, a little oasis of sweetness and kindness and goodness, which doesn't happen very often, I must tell you, Brooke.
But I'm happy to bring it here.
Yes.
So this is one of my favorite stories because I feel that everyone has a purpose and passions in life. And finding mine was a little difficult. I didn't know what I wanted to major in college. And so I kind of just ended up picking something that I knew I could do. I was good at math and I enjoyed talking. And so I thought I could be a math teacher. And I went into secondary education mathematics. And then my first semester at West Liberty University, I had Comm 101, Communications 101 with Jeff Feaster.
The Jeff Feaster. Wow, who's that?
That is a professor at West Liberty University, a communications professor. He does a lot with the media department and communications. And I fell in love with communications in his class.
Really? What did he do? What did he say? What was it?
I guess it's just, number one, he saw that I had like a gift of speaking, and that's one thing, but the constructive criticism that he gave me actually really pushed me to do more, because he said, you're great at speaking, you have a great voice, you're enthusiastic, you have the facials, you're good at talking, now you got to work on what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was right. My first speech in that class, it was just, I did great presenting it, but it was a lot of fluff, didn't really matter what I was saying.
Sizzle or not steak.
Yeah. And that really stuck with me. I think about that to this day. And so he kind of said, you have this natural talent. Now, how are you going to use it?
Right.
And so that really got me thinking and really going into a deep dive on like communications, public speaking, how I can get better. And it was so fun. And I took that Comm 101 class and I was like, could this be like a career? Is this a thing? And it was. And I looked at all the comm majors and minors and I was like, I'll just add a minor in public relations. The more PR classes I took, the more I fell in love with it. And the more math classes I took, I was like, yeah, I could be a math teacher. That was fine. But I am passionate about public relations and communications.
Yeah.
And when I switched my major to public relations, it was just like, it's so true what they say. When you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life.
Right.
Like, I was going to classes and I didn't feel like I was in college anymore. I was having so much fun.
That's great. That is just what, and they explained to you, Jeff Feaster explained to you that you would always be poor in this field, right? That you would never make any money.
No, he didn't mention that. I actually need to talk to him about that.
I think that would be a really, really good thing to mention to these poor kids. It's like, you'll have a great time. It's a lot of fun. You're not going to make
That's fine.
You're not
going to make much money. The teaching route probably wouldn't have led me to be a millionaire either.
Well, no, but you could actually do pretty well in public schools. You actually could do pretty well. More with our very special guest. She is the one, the only, Brooke Anderson, a membership and marketing coordinator for the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce, and talking about some of the other events coming up and all the great fun. And yes, you could actually be a member of this great organization.